I come to the second Sunday of Advent, and I hear the words spoken by Isaiah so long ago. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. I love those words of Isaiah. I love to hear those words of Isaiah. There are days, and sometimes there are weeks, when I long to hear these words of Isaiah and experience the comfort of our God. Because I hear about war and violence, about abuse and addiction, about injustice and corruption, and I just want to hear these comforting words from the prophet Isaiah. Now, I know that John the Baptist has a word for us, and I know that Peter the Apostle has a word for us. They want us to prepare, and so does Isaiah. But sometimes, in some days, I want to hear the word of comfort from the Lord. Maybe you and I share that today. Maybe you and I have always shared that. We want to follow the Lord, and we want to walk with him on the way of the cross when he calls us. But we also treasure the words of comfort. And perhaps today you want Isaiah to stand in our midst and proclaim in the name of the living God, comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. Now we come to the celebration of the second Sunday of Advent, and we hear the words of Isaiah within the celebration of the Eucharist. And that means that everything is different. This is no ordinary time. We are in no ordinary place. And what we are doing here during this time might be familiar, but it is certainly not ordinary. We come to the celebration of the Eucharist, and heaven breaks open. We come to the celebration of the Eucharist, and space and time and distance all pass away. We come to the celebration of the Eucharist, and we have entered into heaven, and heaven has opened before us. We come to the celebration of the Eucharist, and Isaiah speaks. Peter speaks. Jesus speaks. The words of the prophets and the voices of the apostles and the voice of the Son of God are not memories when we come to the celebration of the Eucharist. They are not the words of the past. They are not the voices of long ago, not when we come to the celebration of the Eucharist. For here, when the body of Christ is gathered for worship, when we are united as God's priestly people, when the apostolic ministry and the apostolic community join in a single word of praise, Peter speaks, Jesus speaks, Isaiah speaks. And what does that mean for you and for me on this second Sunday of Advent? On this second Sunday of Advent, with so many troubles and difficulties around us, but a manger in front of us on a distant horizon, Isaiah says to you and to me, comfort. Give comfort to my people, says your God. Amen.